2,300 attendees there. I mean, it was packed.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's having a big time.
We are live.
Okay.
It's 9:59.
Ask them to identify themselves so that we know. Oh, yeah. I bet so.
Congressman Keene, is that you on the Zoom?
Yes, I have the Kansas number, 785. I'm here.
Okay, we've got you. Thank you.
You don't live in Lawrence anymore. Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It's September 18th. The time is 10 a.m. and we are on day 12 of our agenda. Congressman Bickhorst, will you please say our morning prayer?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Y'all will bear with me just a moment. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning, dear Lord Heavenly Father, with heavy hearts. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, just ask that you look down upon the Cunningham family, dear Lord Heavenly Father, the Cass family like that, dear Lord Heavenly Father. Just ask that you wrap your loving arms around them and comfort them this morning, dear God Heavenly Father. And dear God Heavenly Father, as we go through this day, just ask that you be with those that are in mourning and those that are struggling, dear Lord Heavenly Father, with health issues, dear Lord Heavenly Father. And dear Lord Heavenly Father, we just ask that you touch our little children's little hearts and minds, dear Lord Heavenly Father, and bless them, dear Lord Heavenly Father. And as people are traveling around, I just ask that you be with them, dear Lord Heavenly Father, and protect them as they travel around, dear Lord Heavenly Father. And dear Lord Heavenly Father, I just ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
We are now on approval of the journal. motion to approve the journal for September 14th as presented.
Second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All of those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes. Thank you. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move to waive the rules and place ONCA 23-102 on general order day two on the next day's legislative agenda.
Second.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to move ONCA 23-102, which is the judicial budget that's scheduled for third reading on today's agenda, to move it to general order day two on tomorrow's agenda. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes, and ONCA 23-102 will be on general order day two on tomorrow's agenda. Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to report that the membership committee met this morning to review ONCA 2385, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $65,909,903 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action is due pass with 3 yes votes from Potts, Tillman, and Maker. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Congressman Keene.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met on Friday regarding bill number ONCA 23-99. It's an act to provide an appropriation to CC APETA for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $1,838,820 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Big Horse, Hamilton, and Keene. We also met regarding bill number ONCA 23-102, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for the fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $891,790 of tribal funds and $129,134 of non-tribal funds and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Big Horse, Hamilton, and Keene. Thank you.
Thank you. We are now on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Education Committee met last Thursday. We met regarding bill number ONCA 23-85, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $65,909,903 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard, co-sponsor Congressman Big Horse and Congresswoman Lemon. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Redcorn, Potts, Big Horse, Hamilton, Maker, and Shaw. We also met regarding ONCA 23-83, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $17,427,423 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. We reviewed sections 14, 15, 21, 58, 73, 74, 75, and 76. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Redcorn, Potts, Big Horse, Hamilton, Maker, and Shaw.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon, do you have anything?
I do not.
No ops.
No, ma'am. Okay. We did not have move anything out.
Okay, thank you. I had you down with the question mark. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues. The cultural meeting met September the 15th. To consider ONCA 2385, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $65,909,903 and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Stabler, Keene, Maker, and Big Horse. The committee also looked at ONCA 23-100, an act to provide an appropriation to the Gray Horse, Hominy, and Pawhuska Village Committee funds in the amount of $634,700 for the fiscal year 2024 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler. It was reported as due pass to Congress with yes votes from Stabler, Keene, Maker, and Big Horse. Also, the Cultural Committee looked at a number of appointees. Norman Akers, Traditional Cultural Advisory, Franklin McKinley, Osage Veteran Memorial Commission, George Shannon, Traditional Cultural Advisory, Mary Liz Ricketts, Traditional Cultural Advisory, Raymond Lashley, Traditional Cultural Advisory, John Henry Mashunkashe, Osage Veteran Memorial Commission, Stephen Pratt, Traditional Cultural Advisory, Charles Tillman III, Gray Horse Village Committee, Judy Johnson, Gray Horse Village Committee, Wayne Ray Mitchell, Gray Horse Village Committee. All of these appointees were, they all had sent in their packets, and all of them were reviewed, and they were sent out to Congress with a due pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. We are now on, without objection, I am going to move ONCA 2385 and 2383 to the Appropriations Committee. Those are all the sections of the two big bills that have been reported out. So those will now be in the hands of the Appropriations Committee.
Second.
We are now on introductions of bills or resolutions. Seeing none, we are on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Brevard.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief and colleagues. Reading ONCA 23-110, an act to repeal the law and terminate the matching grant fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 23-111, an act to repeal the law and terminate the Osage Nation Donation Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 23-110 will be assigned to Appropriations, and ONCA 23-111 will be assigned to Appropriations. We are now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Rebard.
Thank you. Reading ONCA 23-83, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $17,427,423 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 23-87, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,920,920 for restricted land maintenance and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 2392, an act to establish a maternity and paternity benefit for employees of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebard.
Reading ONCA 23-101, an act to establish requirements and restrictions for assistance with improvements and maintenance of restricted land owned or held in life estate by individuals within the territory of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading 23-105, to provide an appropriation to the Community Development Financial Institution in the amount of $629,605 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read ONCR 2321, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the CCOPEC-COB Board's annual plan of operations for fiscal year 2024.
Thank you. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2381 is an act to authorize and appropriate $2 million to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. Is there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading on the next session agenda following engrossment. ONCA 2396, an act to amend 11 ONC 4-102 of the Higher Education Scholarship to increase the amount per credit hour to adjust for tuition increases at higher education institutions and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed?
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to make a motion to hold ONCA 23-96 on general order day two.
Second.
Is there a time certain, Congresswoman, that you have in mind? Or just hold it until you want to move it later?
Yes, please.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, yeah. Say no.
No.
One no. Thank you, Congressman. ONCA 2396 will be held on general order day two. Give me just 1 second to get my notes in order, please. Thank you. ONCR 2318 is a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1, 2024. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading on the next session agenda following engrossment. ONCR 2320, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a detention services agreement with the Sac and Fox Nation for fiscal year 2024 and 2025, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit. The sponsor is Congressman Keene. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading on the next session agenda following engrossment. We are now on general order day three. Hearing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2399 is an act to provide an appropriation to CCOPEC for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $1,838,820 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2399 pass?
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keane?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. The Appropriations Committee will meet beginning at 10:45 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, till 5. I apologize.
Thank you. We are now on adjournment. Congressman Hamilton.
Motion to adjourn till tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes, and we are adjourned till 10 a.m. tomorrow. Thank you.